I try to be as accurate as I can with news stories relating to cybercrime, but sometimes I think a story is over and then more is added later on. In this episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime, I had to update my initial recording of this episode. The initial recording has not been changed, I have only added an update onto the end of it.
If you are a PC gamer, crypto miner, or otherwise into computers, you probably know who NVIDIA is. If you don't know who they are, NVIDIA is a tech company that makes graphics processing units, as well as chips, for mobile and automobile devices. They are by far most well known for their GPUs, however. NVIDIA is definitely not the only maker of GPUs. Their biggest rival is probably Radeon, which is a division of AMD. Who you may be familiar with, they also make CPUs that rival the most common CPUs on the market, made by Intel. Despite the rivalry between AMD and NVIDIA, NVIDIA is considered the best on the market because, well, they have the best GPU currently on the market. Which is a benchmark that I'm a little annoyed people use for which overall manufacturer is better, because I think this kind of stuff should be compared on a case-by-case basis. I don't have a top-of-the-line graphics card and I can't afford one right now, so, you know. I have a mid-tier graphics card, so that's what I care about. And if you are looking for a graphics card, compare what you need to what's available. That's the best method. Anyways, moving on. A data breach against NVIDIA is major. That's the point I'm trying to make here. And that is exactly what they suffered from at the end of February 2022. They were a victim of a ransomware attack. Ransomware encrypts all your data so you cannot access it and forces you to pay a ransom, typically in Bitcoin or another cryptocurrency, in order to gain your data back. Cryptocurrencies are used because they have a lot of anonymity features, so the hackers may not be able to be tracked down based on the transaction. A South American hacking group called Lapsus took responsibility for the attack, and this group is known for their ransomware attacks. They very recently also targeted Samsung. The group took credit for this attack on February 25th, 2022, and claimed to have encrypted a terabyte of NVIDIA files, including hashed passwords of 71,000 NVIDIA employees, and the source code for GPU drivers. Drivers are simply code that allow the device hardware to work with your computer's operating system and software. The group threatened to leak this data if NVIDIA wouldn't pay up, and although at the time of writing the amount was not specified. NVIDIA employees have had plenty of time to change their passwords now, as most of the data has not been leaked yet, so there's a good chance that passwords will remain useless when they are leaked. And NVIDIA knows this, so they've not paid. But the group also seems to have messed with NVIDIA's email servers and developer tools, as they reported they've been experiencing outages, but there's not enough information released for me to dissect that quite yet. NVIDIA did check to ensure device drivers were clear of malware, and thankfully that does appear to be the case. Although weirdly enough, NVIDIA does deny there being a ransomware attack on their network at all, suggesting that the data was retrieved in other methods or was hidden by some kind of certificate that made it look like official NVIDIA software. Given that this group's favorite tactic is ransomware, this seems odd, and I'm sure they did hide their ransomware attack using forged certificates. Digital certificates are simply the way not only websites, but also devices, are what they say they are, so that you can ensure that it's not an intruder, although certificates can be forged. This typically is a safe method of authentication. In a surprising and also hilarious turn of events, on February 26, 2022, Lapsus also suffered a ransomware attack and claimed it was from NVIDIA themselves. What happened was that, allegedly, Lapsus left a virtual machine enrolled in NVIDIA's mobile device management, which gave NVIDIA direct access to the virtual machine and any other machine it is networked to. It may be called a virtual machine, but virtual machines act as real independent computers and can join networks of real computers the same as any other device. Virtual machine networking is a bit complicated, so I won't delve into it, but just know if the group allowed it, NVIDIA could access the real machines owned by the group via the virtual machine. I have seen a few sources that NVIDIA hacked them not only by using a virtual machine, but they were also able to access the VPN the group used to connect to NVIDIA in the first place. A VPN being a virtual private network, which acts like a tunnel through a network you're already connected to in order to connect to different networks. The most common use of a VPN was to connect your work network from your home, but now they're being advertised as tools used to watch Netflix in other countries, and yeah, if you want to do that, don't go ahead, I guess. I'm not your boss. Either way, whether it was a virtual machine or a VPN, it was left connected to NVIDIA's mobile device management program, and honestly, I think it was a combination of the two. So, Lapsus claims that NVIDIA encrypted the very data that they stole, likely in an effort to prevent it from being released to the public by Lapsus. Although Lapsus claims they had an offline backup of the data NVIDIA allegedly re-stole. Lapsus, the criminal hacking group, had the nerve to call NVIDIA criminals for this alleged action after May I remind you, they did the exact same thing. And do I believe anything they're saying? Yes, but also no. I do believe they were hit by a ransomware attack, but I don't believe NVIDIA themselves sponsored the attack directly. My theory is that someone working for NVIDIA went rogue and conducted the attack as a form of Red Hat hacking, which is also known as vigilante hacking. Red Hat hacking is a form of illegal hacking that takes down other illegal hackers, and before you ask, yes, there is legal hacking. In fact, I'm friends with many ethical hackers who are paid to break into systems and report how they managed it. It's a pretty important form of cybersecurity, and many companies are even required to have something called a penetration test performed at certain intervals. A penetration test sounds very dirty, frankly, but it is used to test to see if systems can be broken into using methods that illegal hackers frequently use. Red Hat hacking, although it may be for the benefit of a company, is illegal, and so I have sincere doubts that NVIDIA would coordinate such an attack. But it is very possible one of their cybersecurity experts, as I said earlier, went rogue and just did it anyways to get revenge. This is probably the most common form of vigilante hacking anyways, so I wouldn't be surprised, but I still don't think NVIDIA themselves were directly involved in a coordinated ransomware attack. Although if they were involved in a coordinated ransomware attack, I would find that absolutely fucking hilarious. On March 1st, Lapsus began leaking the data for real. It seems as though if they were telling the truth about NVIDIA hacking them back, they were also telling the truth about having a backup. 19 gigabytes of data were published, including source code and data on NVIDIA GPU drivers. Lapsus also threatened to leak code that would bypass the Ethereum mining limitations placed on NVIDIA RTX 3000 graphics cards. Along with gaming, GPUs have their processing power leveraged by crypto miners in order to, you know, get money. And NVIDIA specifically has limits on their GPUs that crypto miners don't particularly enjoy because the means potential gains are being limited. So, Lapsus claims this was a move to benefit the crypto miners, which is controversial among other people who use the GPUs, such as gamers, who many don't particularly enjoy crypto miners for quite a few reasons, myself included. Mostly because they've been buying up all the GPUs and setting the prices sky high, and I had to pay, like, probably 3 times as much for my current GPU than I normally would, and oh my god, it was a third of the entire cost of my most recently built PC, and that hurt. That hurt so much. Anyways, that's not about my personal PC-related issues, this is about NVIDIA being hacked. Anyways, besides helping crypto miners specifically and also probably getting a shit ton of money from NVIDIA, Lapsus appears to want to help crypto miners and gamers alike by threatening to leak more data if NVIDIA doesn't make their GPU drivers open source. This was announced after the alleged reverse hacking, of course. I don't exactly foresee NVIDIA going through with it, maybe they will, and I would like that, and it would actually probably be pretty good for NVIDIA. If GPU drivers are open source, that would allow anyone to see the code, potentially make modifications, which can be approved by actual developers to ensure it's not malicious, and overall improve the projects. I love open source, it's a great way of encouraging collaboration to make the best possible product. But if you're selling a product, it can put you at a disadvantage, especially if you're a titan of the industry with trade secrets, which NVIDIA may as well be. I do think it's unlikely that NVIDIA's rival I mentioned earlier, ADM, would take advantage of trade secrets, though they probably have their own stuff going on. When presented with NVIDIA's secrets before, Radeon, the division of ADM that makes the GPUs, declined to take them. Think of it as how Pepsi blows the whistle on people when they try to sell them Coca-Cola secrets, that's the kind of relationship that's going on here. Currently, no money's been paid up, the only data that's been released is the data I've talked about, and nothing's open source yet. This is, of course, being recorded March 7th, 2022. If, after this is uploaded, there is an update on the situation, I will make an update episode. But this is the most amount of information I have for now, and I did wait a few weeks to tell this story, so I could ensure I get a good amount of information for an episode. Lapsus has since moved on to Samsung, so I'm unsure if there will even be an update, which is why I wanted to get it out there now. As always, my name is Chloe Tonis, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of Bite Size Cybercrime. Sorry I don't have much more information. I would love to give you more information when it comes out, and until next time, stay secure.
Alright, so here's an update on the current situation. The NVIDIA hackers recently leaked the certificate signatures for NVIDIA drivers. A certificate signature is a way of verifying that a driver is what it is. Your computer will verify the certificate to make sure it's from the actual vendor, and with the signatures leaked, that means they can also be forged on malware that disguises itself as being a legitimate driver. So your computer will have issues finding fakes with a forged signature, allowing for malware to be installed and not detected. The signatures that were leaked have expired, but Windows still does recognize them as being legitimate. If you ever need to reinstall NVIDIA drivers, please only install them from NVIDIA's official website and look up the expired certificate signatures, so if you see a driver you have installed that has them, you can hopefully isolate any malware you may have downloaded. Thank you for your patience, and I apologize for this oversight. The news broke on Monday after I recorded and uploaded the initial episode, and I decided to do an update because this is a very important subject for people using NVIDIA devices. That is all I have for you on this situation, and if I need to, I will make yet another update, but hopefully it won't come to that. So until next time, stay secure. Again.